Hello and welcome back to the Wild Expansion podcast. I'm going to start this podcast on a quote that I saw on Instagram and it really hit home. And the quote is this: when I realized other people's judgment is just a projection of their own insecurities, it changed my entire life. So what this quote basically says is that whenever we judge someone, it's basically just showing us our own insecurities, because everyone is just a mirror of how we feel about ourselves. And right now, I feel like I have a lot of self-acceptance for myself, and I'm accepting others as well. Sometimes I get annoyed by how others act. We're all human. But overall, like, my relationships with others is really strong. Like, I feel really deeply connected. And I want to share something personal. And that's that one thing I've really struggled with in the past is, like, judging my own body. Like, right now I feel a little bit heavier than I used to feel. And, you know, obviously, no body is perfect, but this used to cause me so much pain and frustration that I just judged myself so much, and I noticed that I judged others so much then as well, and then I couldn't really be compassionate towards others or have as much empathy, because I didn't have as much compassion or empathy towards myself and my own body. And it's not until I've really accepted who I am right now, exactly as I look, embracing how I am. It may not be the perfect body, it's far from it, but whenever I fully just love myself and realize I am just like a divine vessel, the more that whenever I see others, I'm able to see the exact same in them. Like, wow, I have so much compassion and empathy for everyone else, and I'm no longer interested really in the human form and shape. Like, yes, it's great, I like love style, so I admire someone's style. But to really connect with someone, it's like getting that eye-to-eye contact where you see into their soul and you just have that moment experience, because we just are souls in this human flesh suit, and all that matters is the soul. That's all that matters. Yes, it's beautiful to like treat our bodies like a temple, and you know, I love to decorate my human shell in nice clothes and nice skincare. But that's all just like a shell that we're decorating. The only way we are going to be truly happy is to fully love ourselves as we are right now, our inner soul, realizing that perfection does not exist. And whenever we love ourselves, we are able to give that love to others, and just life just gets so juicy and magical and so good. I was actually chatting to my friend yesterday in a coffee shop, and we were discussing how like love really does make the world go round. Like, think of capitalism and why people buy things. Like, a lot of the time people buy a fancy Rolex or a nice car or a nice property for social approval, for validation, so that they can receive love. That's the reason the world is going round. Like, it's the reason why a lot of people buy things, so that they think if they have more, have acquired more wealth, they will be more lovable, or else they make more money, so they're able to provide to their families, which is like, you know, an act of love. But I think it's so easy to get caught up in the chase of capitalism and forget why we're actually trying to, you know, look a certain way, have the perfect body, have all these achievements, you know, win, be the best. It's because we think whenever we have all these things that we will be lovable, and often we forget that the love is the end goal in the middle of it, and we get caught up in the chase thinking whenever I have the money I will be happy. And but the truth is, like, the only way we can be truly happy is to fully love ourselves as we are right now, love others, love the planet. Like, love is just the answer. That heart-to-heart connection. And if you're wondering, like, where you're lying right now, like your state, because our states always shift, you know, from love to fear. And fear is that, like, you know, that money chasing, status seeking state. The way to get back to the heart space is by consciously bringing your attention back down from your head and into your heart, and just really feeling into all that love that you have in your heart, and sending it to every organ in your body, sending it to others. It just is all that matters. So we sometimes forget that this is the truth, and we can, you know, think that whenever we achieve all these things we will be happy and loved, but this is an illusion. Only loving our imperfections exactly as we are right now, loving others, loving our current reality despite not having all our desires met, loving the process of where we are right now, and learning to trust, learning to surrender our desires over to the higher power, and trusting in divine timing that they will come to us. So that's something, you know, that's a challenge, I think, for a lot of us. Like, we have desires, we have goals. So how do we, like, want to achieve and be more and have desires but still be happy? It's something me and my friend have also discussed for a while, and I think we've come to realise that, you know, life's about really enjoying where we are right now, and just having trust that there's a higher power that will bring us our desires whenever we are ready. Like, we have to fully surrender our desires over and just trust that they are going to come, and don't chase and think, oh, I'll be happy when. Because I think, like, the law of attraction is like an act of faith. Like, you have to have so much faith that you are exactly where you need to be. And you just have to ask yourself, right, how can I, like, create more love in this moment? And trust that when the time is right, they will come into your life. And maybe the reason your desires haven't been fulfilled yet, which I know is the case for me, is because I still have work to do right now to raise my own vibration to attract them things that I want into my life. And the more we spend this time just loving ourselves right now and loving others, you know, the more we can raise our vibration and not settle, and know our worth, and know that we are so worthy of only having people in our lives that absolutely love and adore us and appreciate us. And, you know, there's no games, it's all good. And not tolerating people who bring down our energy, but setting boundaries and deciding that you want to feel good, and you're only gonna think thoughts that make you feel good. Surround yourself with people that make you feel good. Put up a protective energetic barrier around people that maybe bring you down a little bit, and just fully loving life right now. Like, life is an absolute miracle. It is a gift to be alive, and our only job here is to really stay in our heart center and connect with others. Because we're all so friggin' similar. We all have the same struggles, issues. You know, we're all just walking each other home. So love does make the world go round. And what I found through a lot of trial and error is that the only way I can be happy is to be in that loving state to myself and to others, and have so much compassion for myself and others, to completely forgive myself and others, just surrender to the love. And anything else is not true. It's just an illusion, and it's not going to bring lasting happiness. So I was also listening to a podcast recently. It's called, like, The Dopamine Fix. And it was basically saying how, you know, like, right now we're living in a time where we crave dopamine all the time. So we get like a dopamine hit every time we go our phones, check our notifications, get Deliveroo. You know, we can get like happiness really, really quick. But often that dopamine hit is followed by a lull. And, you know, dopamine's a reason for a lot of addictions to like clothes, gambling, alcohol, food, thinking. So what the dopamine hit does is it actually causes more suffering. It gives you like an instant state of bliss, but then more suffering. And I realised that in order for me to stay in the state of love, it's an act of love to not give yourself that instant dopamine hit, but instead be disciplined with yourself and, you know, be healthy. And whenever like you don't get that dopamine hit instantly by like scrolling on your phone, you know, online shopping all the time, just like numbing out, going out partying, whenever you like try and not chase the dopamine, more long-lasting, sustainable happiness comes. And that discipline is such an act of self-love. And it actually brings long-term happiness, if that makes sense. So if you're wondering after this podcast, like, right, what are some things I can take away to, you know, implement more love into my life so I can be happier? I'd say number one is try and like limit your time on your phone. Like notice where you're wasting time. Notice things that give you instant happiness but then drain your energy after. And then try and create changes into your days and habits so that you aren't chasing that dopamine hit all of the time. That is such a big act of self-love. And number two, if you ever notice yourself like being judgmental to yourself or your others, just put your hands in your heart, reconnect to the heart, and just bring your awareness back to the heart, that loving energy, and, you know, send love to yourself and forgiveness, and then send love and forgiveness to others. So yeah, that is two things you can do to infuse more love into your life so that you just feel in a more blissful state. And this state, it's not like that high you get, you know, like after you have a cocktail or a shot. It's like a more, it's a different kind of happiness. It's like a really blissful, ecstatic, mellow state where you have that inner peace within you and you know that you are here for a reason and everything is happening for you. And you are so loved and supported. So that is all for this week's podcast episode. As always, it would mean so much if you could share it with someone who you think might benefit from it, or on social media and tag me, Mayor Patricia, because I love seeing you share what you got useful out of each podcast episode. So yeah, take care and speak next week.